This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Lila is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 3 years named Corey might be messing around on her. So we're about to see if we can help her out and find out if he is. Hopefully he isn't. But Lila, tell us what's going on. Why do you think Corey might be cheating?
Yeah, so Corey and I have been together for about 3 years, and we have a really close relationship, so I just want to say that. Like, I've never worried about him cheating before, but anyway, so we go out to the clubs, you know, all the time together, and sometimes we go on our own or, like, with friends, like, if somebody, which is totally fine, because, like, sometimes you just want to stay in the house. So sometimes we go out together, and sometimes we go out separately.
Okay.
Yeah, so our friend Lindsay, she knows both of us really well. She was out one night, and Corey went out that night too, but I stayed home. And Lindsay took a bunch of photos and posted them on Insta, and I was just, like, looking through them. And I saw a photo that worried me. So there's a photo of the DJ, and he's, like, in the spotlight, so you can see him, and there's all these people around him. There's, like, a VIP booth. So, like, because of the spotlight, you can't really, you can see there's a lot of people, but you can't see the people's faces. But I could see the bodies in the booth, and I could see that there was a girl in the booth sitting on a guy's lap in the booth.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can't see their faces, but I could see the guy's shoes, like the guy that she's in the lap of, I could see his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Corey, like, really expensive custom-made Nikes. Like, you can make Nikes, and they're purple and they're green, and they're, like, one of a kind. Like, I made them, like, online, like, especially for him. So I don't think there's any way that anybody else could have those Nikes.
You know when you see your man's feet.
I made them for him.
Yeah.
You know when you see your man's feet, period. Shoes are yeah. You know.
Yeah. So I can't see the faces of anybody, but I can see the shoes, but I feel like I can't, like, 100% tell if it's Corey or not. So that's why I called you.
Okay. That makes sense. Have you said anything to him or?
No. And I'm not, like I said, like, we have a really good relationship, so I'm not, like, scared to talk to him about it, but I really don't want to accuse him of something, 'cause it might be innocent. I may be wrong. Like, maybe I'm looking at it wrong. So I'm not afraid, but I haven't said anything to him yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of true though. There could have been, like, a drunk girl just sitting on his lap that he wasn't, like, excited about. He was just fine being a cushion.
A lap.
Yeah.
maybe he was just a lap. Maybe he was just a seat and it wasn't anything, you know?
Yeah. But you can also just, mm-hmm. I don't want to say push her off.
Yeah.
Say, I mean, hey. He could, and he probably should have if that was the case.
Would you be okay with that if that was the case? If somebody was sitting in his lap, but it was like she was hammered and, you know, just jumped on his lap, basically?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess the picture only shows you, like, in the moment, so you don't know what happened before or after that. But it's still, like, she is in his lap, like, fully in his lap, you know? And it's hard because I can't see their faces, so I don't know if he's, like, whoa, like, this is bad, or if he's really into it. So,
right.
I mean, I guess he would have to... tell me what was going on before and after that photo. But it doesn't make me feel good. Honestly, it makes me feel not great.
And you trust him, or are there other reasons that you might think that he would do that?
No, I trust him. I mean, you know, we have a really good relationship, and when we go out to the club, it's, you know, it's just him and me together. So I feel like, you know, I wasn't there that night. So I have to kind of like, and like I said, like we go to the clubs alone without each other all the time. And I trust him every time, but it's like, I don't get photos the next day that make me question that trust. So,
right.
So but I care about him a lot. And like, we have a really good relationship. So I'm just hoping it was like a mistake, or like you said, like something just happened in the moment and it just happened to be in the photo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, you told us what grocery store he's a rewards card member at. So we will call up, pretend to be from the grocery store, and tell him that every single month we choose one lucky rewards card member who gets free flowers delivered to anybody that they want. And we'll see if he sends those flowers to you or to somebody else. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll play a song, come back and get your To Catch a Cheater next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
In the middle of To Catch a Cheater, and if you're just joining us, Lila is on the phone, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 3 years, Corey, might have cheated on her. So we're about to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that he's a rewards card member at and say that he's the lucky winner of 36 long stem red roses to be delivered anywhere in the entire country. And we'll see if he sends those flowers to Lila or to somebody else. But before we do that, Lila, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your situation?
Yeah. So my good friend posted some pictures from the club a little bit ago, and there was a picture of a girl in a guy's lap, and I could tell that the guy has shoes. They're Corey's shoes. They're like one of a kind custom shoes. So I think somebody was in his lap, and I don't know for how long, and I don't know the situation, but I want to see if he's going to send me flowers or if he's going to send them to this like mystery woman in his lap.
Okay. And if he sends you flowers, are you still going to ask him about that picture?
Yeah. I mean, I want to know. I just want to know the situation, what was going on. I mean, maybe she tripped and fell into his lap, or maybe she'd been there for a long time. So I want to hear what he has to say about that photo. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Gorbel calling from. I was looking for a rewards card member named Corey.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Hi, Corey, please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm actually calling to say thank you very much for shopping with us. You're this month's big winner. Congratulations.
Did I leave my card there or something? It's so funny because I won a scratch off this morning. So I'm two for two today.
Oh, wow. Double win day, I guess, for you. Yeah. I don't know about you leaving a card here, but have you seen the promotion that we're doing? Every single month, we choose one rewards card member at random to say thank you very much for being such a loyal customer. We're doing flower delivery now, and you just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of chocolates, and a card to be delivered anywhere in the United States absolutely free from our floral department.
That's cool, man. Thanks. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm a big rewards guy. Big rewards guy.
And which probably helped you win the flowers.
Cool. All right. Well, I can send them anywhere.
Yes. And here's how it works. If you know the person you want to send them to right now and you have all the info, I can take it down in just a matter of minutes.
Yeah, I know who I should send to. I know.
Perfect. First, I would just need the first and the last name of the person you want to send the flowers to.
Okay. First name is Lila, L-I-L-A.
Got you there. Okay. Would you like to put anything on a card?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Say this. Okay, I got it. Say, you said the rewards thing was a total waste of time. Free flowers. Period. Put a period there.
Okay.
And you can add that ha-ha if you want.
Okay.
And then free flowers and free candy, sucka. And, like, spell out the sucka, like, with a lot of T's and K's and A's.
She's giving you a hard time about the reward stuff, huh?
Oh, my God. You don't even know.
Is this your wife or?
It's my girlfriend. But like, I have a rewards card for, like, my rewards cards. So I'm, like, a big rewards card.
Oh, you're a big rewards guy. That's funny.
Oh, my God. It's like it's like a religion.
How long have you guys been together? Sounds like you have got a really fun relationship.
Three years now.
Oh, three. Congratulations. That's a good amount of time.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it is.
Well, then I'll also let you know this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
You were too friendly for those rewards guys.
The whole show's here, man. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Yeah, and we do a segment, Corey, on the show called To Catch a Cheater, where if you think your significant other might be messing around, they can have us try to see if you buy that load of crap I was trying to deliver from the grocery store and see if you send flowers to them or to somebody else. So your girlfriend, Lila, is actually on the phone right now.
Hi, Corey.
What? So you think I'm cheating on you? Why would you think that? Why would you think I'm cheating on you and use the radio to do it?
So I trust you, but there was this photo. So Lindsay posted all those photos from when you all went out like a week ago. And in that photo, there's a picture of a girl in your lap. And I could tell because it's your shoes. It's the Nikes that I got for you. So I trust you, but I saw this photo. Like, there was evidence of a photo, and I wanted to check. I wanted to feel like I could trust you, I guess is the point. I do trust you, but I wanted to make sure that I can.
It was kind of dumb. I mean, that girl was so trashed. She was jumping around the whole night. She was completely wrecking the VIP. She was getting pretty handsy with me. I wasn't handsy in return. And she probably did sit on my lap a bunch of times, actually, but didn't mean anything because she was so bombed and blacked out. She was rolling all over everybody. I didn't even think much about it.
Was it Valerie? Was it Valerie?
Yes, it was Valerie, yes. She's, like, sitting on my lap. She's sitting on everybody's lap, by the way. I kept pushing her off my lap gently, setting her aside, trying to make her stop doing it. But she kept doing it to everybody.
It's like a dog that just won't stop jumping on your lap. You just pick it up and put it back on the floor.
Yeah, dude. Worse than that, actually, because at least a dog will listen. You know, she wouldn't listen. It was bad, man. No. And so, yeah, she was definitely sitting on my lap. But, like, everyone's lap. She was probably sitting on the DJ's lap at some point.
Does that make you feel better?
I mean, I think a little bit. I mean, I trust you, Corey. And I think, like, we've both been to the club before where, like, people get handsy with both of us, but we're together. You know what I mean? Like, if it happens in the club.
He's done it, actually. You know yourself that Valerie has done it even with you. I mean, she gets like this. So, like, you shouldn't, you know, this is a, you got this all twisted.
Yeah, I guess it's just that, like, usually when we're at the club together, like, we can kind of monitor the situation, and like, I can see you, you can see me. So this just, I did get it confused, because I think I just saw the photo. I didn't know that you were doing that all night. I couldn't tell that from the photo. So it made me worried. It felt like a micro cheat. It felt like a little bit of like you had sort of betrayed something.
Babe, all you got to do is ask me. Just next time, just ask. I mean, You know how I feel about you. You know how serious I am about you. How she is. So,
yeah.
You know, like, don't, you know, you come to me, please.
I do trust you, and I do know how she is, and I love you, you know, so I'll come to you next time, whether it's a photo or whether we're there or whether it's, you know, Valerie or whoever, like, I'll just come talk to you, because that's what trust is about.
All right, babe.
I think you guys opened up an opportunity, though, for communication with all this. You have clubs in the mix. You need to communicate a little harder every time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Or maybe just stop going and going out with Valerie and her friends.
Yeah, there you go.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.